Live from Montreal, this is 120 Seconds of Tech with Bruno Guglielminetti.
It is the edition for Monday, June 29th. Anthropic has received authorization from the American government to restore limited access to its model via Mythos 5. Washington had blocked Mythos 5 and Fable 5, citing national security risks. Mythos 5 may be used by certain partners deemed reliable, notably in cybersecurity, but Fable 5 still remains under seal. Meanwhile, OpenAI has launched GPT-5.6, a new family of models called Sol, Terra, and Luna, but public access is limited for now, still at the request of the American government. OpenAI is talking about a gradual rollout to a small group of trusted partners. The company presents Sol as its new flagship model with enhanced capabilities in reasoning, programming, and cybersecurity. Amazon's Prime Day event generated $26 billion in online spending in the United States alone, according to Adobe, which is slightly more than expected. The four-day sale, organized by Amazon, also benefited Walmart, Target, and other retailers with competing promotions. Online sales grew by 9% compared to last year. Australia wants to double the maximum fines imposed on social media networks that do not respect the ban for those under 16. The penalty could rise from about $33 million to $68 million. The Australian government accuses major platforms of doing the bare minimum to enforce the law. Since December, more than 5 million accounts have reportedly been removed, deactivated, or restricted. Netflix is testing a new step in managing shared accounts. Some users must now link a separate email address to each profile on the family account. Netflix wants to make logging in, account recovery, and sending verification codes easier, giving each profile a bit more autonomy. And finally, Uber is tightening its safety rules in the United States following several complaints related to sexual assault. The company is expanding the list of convictions that can lead to a driver or courier being banned from its platform. Background checks will go from a 7-year review to a search that can go back up to 99 years. See you tomorrow.
Orchestrated by Productivia.